You're listening to SBS News.
The price of gas in Europe rose almost 2% after Russia's Gazprom cut gas supplies through the Nord Stream 1 pipeline to one-fifth of capacity. In a further escalation of an energy standoff between Moscow and the European Union over the invasion of Ukraine, EU countries have approved an emergency plan to curb gas demand. Josef Sekela is the Czech Trade and Industry Minister.
Ministers agreed on a voluntary reduction of EU's gas consumption between the 1st of August and March 31st, 2023, by at least 15% compared to its average consumption during the same period over the previous 5 years.
He says the cut in consumption now is necessary to prevent gas scarcity when winter arrives.
Today we are sending a strong signal, not only to Vladimir Putin, who once again failed to divide the European Union, but most importantly to our citizens. Today's decision ensures we will not have to face dramatic consequences in winter, including gas scarcity on the order price spikes.
Flamina Roselli is 50 years old. She lives in Rome in a large house, which she expects will be especially cold this winter.
I am absolutely worried about winter because it will be the worst time because gas prices have risen disproportionately. I live in a very large house with several floors and heating. It all becomes problematic. But the cold temperatures keep you young.
For squeezing Europe, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky believes Russia should face even more sanctions.
Among other things, the engineered increase in gas prices to above $2,000 for 1,000 cubic meters on European markets, this is enough of an experience to broaden sanctions against Russia. And it's clear to everyone that this is intended Russian price terror against Europeans. Using Gazprom, Moscow is doing all it can to make this coming winter as harsh as possible for the European countries. Terror must be answered. Impose sanctions.
He says Ukraine would boost its electricity exports to the European Union to offset Russia's reduction.
We are preparing to increase our electricity exports to consumers in the European Union. Despite the war, we secured the connection of the Ukrainian power grid to the entire European energy system in a record time. Our exports allow us not only to generate foreign currency revenues, but also help our partners withstand Russian energy pressure. We'll gradually make Ukraine one of the guaranteeing parties to European energy security, thanks to our domestic production of electricity.
Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov is criticizing a decision by a European court to uphold a ban on Russia's state broadcaster RT. He warns Russia will react in kind.
The attack on freedom of speech, on freedom of media in European states, including France, is the process that causes us both concern and regret. We are taking and will continue to take similar measures of pressure on the Western media in our country. We will also not allow them to work in our country, and there will be no soft position here.
As Mr. Peskov lamented the silencing of Russia's state channel across Europe, President Zelensky appeared on Piers Morgan Uncensored. Piers Morgan brought up the fact that U.S. President Joe Biden has not visited Ukraine.
What about America? Hugely important. They've given billions of dollars to help your effort. But President Biden hasn't been to Ukraine yet. Would you like him to come?
Very much.
I believe this would be a great signal, a big signal. Everyone sees Ukraine's attitude towards the U.S. This would be the highest support.
As for outgoing British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, Mr. Zelensky hopes he doesn't disappear.
His last words to the British Parliament as Prime Minister
was Hasta la vista, I heard about
Hasta la vista, baby. which of course comes from Terminator, and the next line is, I'll be back. There's already a campaign to have Boris Johnson back as Prime Minister. Would you support that?
I have no right to play in politics inside the UK. What I can say is he is a big friend of Ukraine. I want him to be somewhere in politics, in a position to be someone. I don't want him to disappear, but the decision is in the hands of the British people. But I am sure that whatever position he is going to take, he is always going to be with Ukraine. This is from the heart.
And finally, Turkey inaugurated the Joint Coordination Center in Istanbul on Wednesday to monitor the implementation of the grain shipment process from Ukraine. The team from the United Nations, Ukraine, Russia, and Turkey are tasked with guaranteeing the safe passage of vessels from Ukrainian ports through the Black Sea and the Bosphorus Strait in Istanbul to global markets. Operations have now resumed in the Ukrainian Black Sea ports of Odessa, Chornomorsk, and Pivdeni, in line with the grain exports deal signed last week. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.